out the Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey, alongside with Matt Trenton. Helping out behind the scenes, we have our sideline reporter, Jenny James, and also Ryan Elliott, helping out here this evening as well. And, Matt, we've got a busy show coming up tonight. We've got tennis, we've got golf, we've got football. We've got a lot of things to go over here and a lot of guests on the program this evening.
Yeah, and that's what makes it fun, too, be able to talk to these coaches and players. And, you know, first couple weeks, everybody kind of feeling things out, especially from a fan standpoint, the media standpoint of how everybody's going to be. But now we're kind of getting to the thick of things, so excited to have everybody come out and talk about the season.
We've got a busy weekend coming up. It's a family weekend on the Northwest Missouri State campus, so a lot of people will be coming to town for a lot of different activities, including football on Saturday, which we'll be talking about a little bit as well. A couple of the programs on the road this weekend, volleyball and soccer. Volleyball tomorrow has a big match with Central Missouri, and soccer over to face Leonard Wood, so a couple of tough activities coming up for both of those sports.
Yeah, and it's tough to go away whenever you have family weekend coming up here in Maryville, but this is a good opportunity for both clubs to go on the road and pick up some W's, especially with the soccer team bouncing back just the other day, picking a big victory to even out their record. So chance for them to keep on pushing forward, get a win over there in St. Charles, come back here and celebrate through family weekend, and same for the volleyball team. So then start off really tough non-conference schedule. Now they're diving into things, having to go into Warrensburg, and always a tough place to play, but this be a good chance to start the conference season off on the right foot to get a W there and come back home.
Football always means a lot for family weekend. You've got a great crowd that's always on hand for that matchup. And also, as we'll hear from Rich a little bit later, Rich Wright, he talked this week about what family weekend means to him and the football program, and it's a special day for everyone involved in football.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, most campuses you go to, homecoming is kind of the big thing throughout the fall, and homecoming obviously is enormous here at Northwest Missouri State University, but family weekend is kind of rivaling that now, just with all the events going on, everyone coming to town, the students with their parents, the alumni bringing in their families as well, and then you mentioned the football team too. You know, family weekend was big when I was in school, which was quite a while ago too, but it's taken on a new meaning too with after the passing of Scott Boswick, and just what he meant to everybody in this community, and to see everybody come out in their red hats and their red shirts and the red paws and the black jerseys for the football team. It means an awful lot. And a lot of these kids didn't know Scott at all, weren't recruited by him, of course, and just in the program because they want to be a part of a winner. But it really feels like what Coach Wright has brought to this program is just kind of taking a lot of the philosophies, a lot of the family atmosphere, if you will, of what Scott had with his defense and keeping that tradition going. And you know, if you watch him on the sideline, there's a little bit of Scott in Rich still, and so it's very cool to see, and it's a lot of fun to talk to him about it, too, and just to find out how much he loved that man.
And Northwest will face Missouri Southern Saturday afternoon. That'll be a 1:30 kickoff for the broadcast on KXCV, beginning at 12:30 with Bearcat Game Day. And Northwest defense has done a great job up to this point this season. Offense still looking to get on track. And one thing that Rich talked about earlier this week was he just felt like they were maybe one play or two plays away from really getting things opened up and getting things rolling offensively.
Yeah, and I think to an extent that's to be expected. He also kind of talked a little bit about, too, with the way that he coaches the defense, and he mentioned it, kind of the simplicity. I don't know how simple it actually is, but the defense kind of takes to it a little bit quicker, and the offense takes a while to actually get things going. And so when you have a national championship caliber defense the way Northwest Missouri State does, it's a little bit easier to go in there and say, you know what, things may not come easy these first few weeks, but if we can find a way to get into a groove, find a way to get back home after, you know, a couple tough road games, if they can beat up on Missouri Southern, get some of that confidence going, pretty confident that the Bearcats will be able to take off and really put things together and look like what we've seen from the 2015 squad, the 2016 squads.
Kendra, we've got a great show lined up for you this evening here at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Our guests tonight include head football coach Rich Wright, quarterback Zach Martin, also Northwest assistant tennis coach Alvaro Riveras, along with tennis players Bjorn Kurtz and Tanya Terrell, golf coach Andy Peterson, and golfer Matty Probst all on hand for tonight's program. Reminder, too, that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing in a Boardroom, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and a boardroom for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry out. More information at 660-582-2699. Stay tuned. We've got a lot coming up on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and business, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, as we do on Thursday evenings, and talking tennis right now. Alvaro Riveras is with us, the assistant coach on the Northwest men's and women's tennis teams. And Alvaro, it's good to have you with us on the program here tonight.
Thank you. It's good to be back here now as a coach. It's always a great show, and we really like to listen to it, and you guys do a great job at it.
Well, thank you. I know we've had you on as a player back in the day, but the last year or so, now going into year two, helping out with the tennis program as a coach, as a graduate assistant. And talk a little bit about that transition and making the transition from being teammates with a lot of the players to the next year being their coach.
It's a really weird transition, honestly, because you come from being part of the team completely, playing with them, practicing with them, to a transition where you have like a little bit more of authority on what to tell. You have to be a little more responsible than you were as a player. So that's the biggest thing. Like, you pass from being a friend to being a coach. But I think the guys respected me a lot, and I was a captain of the team before, and that helped me a lot with the transition. And it's been great. The guys were great last year, and this year just have a lot of new people, and they have behaved really well, and it's been really nice.
Does it help you a little bit as well, knowing some of the things that you'd like to see have a coaching staff to maybe step into that role and help them out from that end of things a bit?
Oh, yes, for sure. For sure. Like, being a part of the team also gives me an insight of how they play and how they like to be coached. When we're in the court, it's completely different. We're in practice, so that gives me a little insight that, okay, this player likes to be coached hard, tough, and the other one just likes to be more motivational, you know. So that helped a lot, the transition.
And I know playing for Coach Roswell, now coaching with Mark, and one of the things, it seems like Mark gives you a wide range of things and responsibilities to do, so I would imagine that is nice too, knowing that you've got a coach that trusts what you want to do out there.
Yes, of course. He empowers you a lot to do. He trusts me, and he's been trusting the past assistant coach a lot to do a lot of things that help you feel even more motivated, and you want to see the team succeed more because you're more into the team, you're doing a lot for the team, so you want a team to feel really bad at, because it will look good on you, look good in the team, and good in the school.
Now, you guys have had a busy season up to this particular point since school has started, on the road every weekend. You're going to different tournaments, and we've talked with Mark in the past about how fall is a lot different from the spring. It's more individual-based activities during the fall, and last weekend, you had a chance to host a tournament on the renovated courts at Frank Gruby Courts, and it brought in Southwest Baptist in Washburn. And first of all, let's again talk about the courts and how fantastic they are for not only the team but for the community. And it just seems like they're as nice courts as you guys have played on anywhere.
These courts are so nice. They have helped us so much with everything, practice, and scheduling. Now it's going to help in the spring with the matches. It's such a big help to have those six courts up there, because before, if we wanted to have maybe just the both teams practicing at the same time, we had to split up and go to high rises, which is a hazard because you have to walk all the way there and you cannot coach both times at the same time. So it's such a nice, the course, they took their time, but they did it really well. The course, the surface is nice. Everybody, all the teams that came to the tournament were telling us how nice the course were, and they're still adding a couple things, so we're looking forward to see what they're going to add, and it's really good for everybody. You say the high school is playing a couple matches there, and they love it too. You have six courses, you can watch six matches at a time. It's perfect.
And when you decided to host an event on these courses, you didn't bring in any slouches coming in. You brought in two of the top teams in the MIAA with Washburn and Southwest Baptist to go up against last weekend.
Of course. We said we wanted to do in that. We were going to call it the Roswell Invitational, but we had to call it a Norwich Invitational. And we said we wanted to bring a couple D1 teams, but at the end, I mean, we haven't hosted a tournament in a while, and it was one of my first times hosting a tournament in Roswell's in a while, so we decided to just keep it in a few teams, and what best, and have like a conference preview. We want our players, especially since we have so many new players, to play in the best competence possible, and what best are the three biggest rivals for our conference.
Now, I know you don't keep team totals and everything, but when you look at the individual brackets, it looks like Northwest Willow, you performed well in this tournament last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Again, as I say, we cannot compare this team to the teams that we had in the past because we haven't played as a team yet, but we're looking at it individually, and we had especially in the dominated kind of like the back throw, and we had a lot of people going in. We have more of quantity than instead of one champion and stuff. We did really good, though. I think in the girls, we did better than expected, and in the guys, we did just how we expected it to do. So it was a good tournament. We're looking forward for the next two.
I would imagine that you have to be encouraged, especially in the women's bracket, seeing Tanya Terrell do as well as she did and some of the other girls, because it looks like after a couple of years where some injuries and things hurt the women's side of things, that it looks like some good things are ahead there.
Yes, she's been playing amazing. You're going to be able to talk to her later today, but she's done a great fall. These last two tournaments, she's played really, really well. I think it was very encouraging to see that SBU in the past, maybe 4 or 5 years, they're dominating the women, and with maybe 1, 2, 3 players that we cannot be able to even compete against. And the fact that Kanye got to the final, beating SBU 1 or 2, and getting to the final and losing really, really close to Washburn girl who used to play in a KU in D1 school. So it was really exciting, and I think she has a great future ahead of her. Hopefully she's going to do good in regional tournament.
Now we've got Bjorn here as well tonight. Tell us a little bit about Bjorn Kurtz coming in from Germany and what he brings mm-hmm. to the program.
Well, Bjorn actually is a transfer from Armstrong State, which is, we all know, in tennis is one of the biggest with school. They in Armstrong State, I don't know how many national championships in a row they won, so that's one of the reasons we brought him, because he's a winner. So I think he's not a freshman, but he's coming in with a little bit of experience, 1 year playing in Armstrong, and he comes from Germany. He's a really talented player. I think he's going to help us a lot. He got a really tough draw in the first round, played against Washburn, and then after that he lost one of the matches fairly easy in the back draw. So we're looking forward to whatever he can do.
And let's talk about you personally. What's the future hold for you?
That's a big question. I honestly think I'm going to have to graduate this December, and somebody might have to take over my position as assistant coach. But hopefully I can help the team as much as I can for this fall, and then try to find a job and for the OPT and stuff, and maybe stay a couple more years here and then eventually go back home.
What type of job are you looking for right after graduation?
I'm still undecided to where I want to jump in my major and go with the business, my master's, or go back to a little bit more of coaching. I still have not quite decided. I would love to do both if possible, like maybe a marketing job in tennis related or something like that.
All right, well, Alvaro, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
All right, that is Alvaro Riveras with us here on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. When we come back, we'll continue to talk tennis as Bjorn Kurtze and along with Tanya Terrell will be joining us. That's coming up right after this timeout. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And we continue to talk tennis here on our program this evening as we're talking to a couple members of the tennis teams that did well this past weekend. Tanya Terrell with us along with Bjorn Kurtze. And guys, thanks a lot for being with us here on the program tonight.
Thanks for having us here.
And, Tanya, you had a nice draw going through and making it to the championship match there. Just talk a little bit about how the weekend went for you.
Yeah. I really didn't start very good the tournament. I was very nervous to play the first tournament at home, but I won the first match, and then I start to play next to my teammates, and I get confident. So I beat the number one of SBU in a tough match, and then in the final I was playing against the number one of Washburn. It was a really close match. I could make it, but at the end she beat me, but I'm proud of that tournament.
All right, and Bjorn coming through into the back draw there and doing very well in the very end. Just kind of talk about how the weekend went for you.
Yeah, it started off actually pretty good. I won the first set against a good player. But then he proved his game, so yeah, I couldn't beat him in the end. So I went to the back draw, and the only goal was to win this. And yeah, I made it. I'm proud of winning the back draw, even though it's just the back draw. And yeah, we can work on that, like maybe next time the main draw.
Hey, well, your watch impressions of being on the Northwest campus now and having a chance to compete this fall?
I like the campus a lot. It's pretty, how you say, green. It fits the colors of the school. I like the university, I like the people here. It's completely different to the school where I've been before. The people act different, the people treat you different, and yeah.
Originally coming from Munich, Germany, I talked about the transition coming from Germany to the United States and now ending up in Maryville. And just maybe tell us a little bit about your journey to get to Maryville from Germany.
It was pretty exciting. Munich is a huge city. A lot of people, a lot of city life and everything. And, yeah, Germans are different than Americans. I guess we all know that. But it was nice to come here to that place, meeting all the people, getting new friends every day. And the new environment was incredible. And, yeah, I liked it a lot.
And, Tanya, you come over from Spain. Tell us how your journey got you to Maryville and the Northwest Missouri State campus.
Oh, well, I played a regional tournament back home, and I won that. So, a company that was, getting new tennis players there, they saw me, and they started to talk to my parents. And I started a transition to come here. And I really like this university because of the how the football and the basketball team were doing, and I saw some matches of the guys. I really like it, and I picked this university. I'm so proud of it.
Hey, how much of a help for both of you is the international player that both teams have, that when you come in, you've got a lot of players that I think you have a little bit something in common with when you come to North West?
I don't know, it was not that hard being international. I really feel like at home. I mean, I came with a lot of Spanish people, so that helped me too. But I don't feel like different here.
And as far as having some international flavor on the men's side as well, does that help a little bit?
It's definitely helpful because you know that all of the players in the team are in actually pretty much the same situation. They all like miss their homes and their family, so you can talk to them a lot, and it helps to know that you're in the same situation like other people. And yeah, we have a great team bonding, and yeah, I think it's helpful. Yeah.
Now Bjorn, you guys are back in action this weekend, going up to Des Moines. I think leaving maybe tomorrow to get up to an invitation hosted by Drake. Let's kind of look at what you're trying would like to accomplish this weekend, going up to get some good competition up at Drake.
Definitely, yeah. We try to give our best. Those are definitely good universities. They're all D1 universities, which all practice hard, play hard. So it's going to be good competition. But we're not going to back down just because we're a D2 university. We're a good D2 university, so I definitely think we can compete with them. And we try to get as many good matches as possible in.
And Tanya, on the women's side, you guys, if I understand right, have the weekend off, and then you get ready for the big one coming up after that down in Springfield the next weekend, the ITAs down there. And what are some of the things you guys want to go through between now and that weekend to get ready for that tournament?
Oh, it's very nice to have this free weekend so we can, like, fix the little points that we were weak about. So this weekend we are going to, like, practice a lot of doubles. The thing is, like, the weak part of the ladies team, but we are very excited for this tournament. A lot of new people in the tennis team, they really want to fight a lot for this tournament. I always bet it's going to be a good ITA.
Alright, well guys, again, thanks a lot for being with us on the show tonight.
Thank you
for having us.
You bet. Again, a couple of members off of the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis teams, and Tanya Terrell along with Bjorn Kurtze, and when we come back we will switch directions a bit and talk golf on the program this evening. That's all coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back into Carson's Sports Grill here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. Matt Trout now sitting down with Andy Peterson and Maddie Propst of Northwest Missouri State Women's Golf. We appreciate you two coming on. Big weekend, family weekend with the tournament coming up here at Mazingo. Maddie, starting with you, chance to play at home, family coming in. Maybe a little more pressure coming with that, but what's the chance like to be back at your home course this weekend?
We're so excited. I love Mazingo. This is my fourth year, my senior year, so really excited to, you know, get back to the course that, you know, I played all 4 years and tear it up.
Feel a little bit of that home course advantage with a lot of folks coming in that maybe they've played it in the past, but when you play it so often, you know that Maryville's a little bit crazy weather-wise, especially. You
absolutely.
Get out there and the wind could be rolling 40 miles per hour, one direction shift on you. You kind of know the ins and outs.
Absolutely.
Is that a little comforting for you going into that?
Absolutely. I think I've played countless rounds there, so I played in all kinds of conditions, so I know kind of every little nook and cranny of that course, so I think that's a definite advantage, you know, going into, you know, these two rounds coming up. Really excited.
Andy, family weekend, big on Northwest Missouri State campus, not only golf-wise from Mazingo, but joined here by your daughter Ellie, for a former athlete on campus, now a coach. What's it like for you kind of seeing the different angles of family weekend?
Well, I mean, for someone that's been a part of in the athletic department, you know, for in one way, shape, or form since 2003, you know, it's a special weekend. I mean, we do stuff, football does stuff with, you know, Scott Bostwick, remembering him. Everyone comes back this weekend. It's almost a homecoming, is what it is. It's homecoming part one, I guess, or part two, however you want to say it, but it's the same thing. So for us, just to, I didn't do it on purpose. I should take credit for it, but I really can't because I didn't really schedule that. It's the MIAA fall preview, and so it's required by all the MIAA schools to come to this. And we said it 2 or 3 years ago. We just said it's going to be that weekend in September. So that pushed it onto this weekend, and it's our time to host. So here we go. So, but just with the, you know, our kids' parents are so great, and we traveled to Tahlequah, we traveled to St. Paul, Minnesota, and there's, you know, I got 5 girls there, I think four of the parents were there. Tahlequah, I think there was 4 of the parents were there, so
oh.
4 of the 5 girls. So it's just unbelievable the support we get anyway, and so just to be able to host at home, we're going to have a big turnout regardless of the weekend, just because that's the way our families are, but letting it be family weekend is that much bigger for us. Just because, you know, I think we'll get some alums come back. We'll get extended family to come for the girls, not just mom and dad or whoever usually comes. So that part of it's exciting. But like you said, family weekend at Northwest is it's special because of numerous reasons. And it's going to be great for our girls, I think, just to kind of experience that as well.
Family weekend, having people come in and play on your home course, there's some advantages there. Are there some distractions that sometimes, too, the girls got to watch out for as they go into it?
You know, a little bit. Some of it's me being the tournament director or whatever. So Friday, Saturday, I'm kind of disposed, you know, taking care of other coaches as they check in and get here and getting them to coaches' packets and stuff like that. We don't really have a practice round, per se. But like Maddie said, they played this course, you know, her and Gia probably played it over 100 times in the last 4 years, so there's a comfortability there. I mean, they need to go out and play it just so they get kind of a feel for the greens and stuff, because those will change from week to week. But other than that, they know the course. They know where to miss. They know what clubs to hit. They know the yardages. So, yeah, I think the biggest challenge we have is mental now. I think our program is at that point anyway, just with the leadership. I mean, I've got to throw out, like, Taylor Gardner and Shelby Williams and Brooke Byland, our seniors the last 2 or 3 years that have really, you know, pushed the envelope, not off the golf course, you know. So, I mean, skill-wise is one thing. Talent, you know, that's one thing. But just the culture and teaching girls how to compete and how we do things in the weight room, at practice, when we're not at practice, on your own, the work you got to do. So just we're to that point now where for us to compete with some of the top teams in the league, it's between our ears now. It's, you know, being confident, being aggressive when we need to, knowing when to take your medicine and, you know, and lay up or punch out or do whatever you got to do to get out of trouble to give yourself a good shot and not have a huge hole. But that's the point it is now. It's mental. It's competing. So the catch-22 of family weekend is, you know, grandma and grandpa, aunt and uncle, brother, sister, whoever, there's going to be more people here to watch us, and that, you know, you do feel a little bit of pressure to perform for them. So that's going to be the balancing act that we've got this weekend.
And Maddie, senior year, a chance to go in and have a great tournament here at Mazingo. The fact that you've been around this program, like Andy said, a lot of it gets down to the point of being mental, and you break through that, a chance to have, you know, a big finish, especially here at home. Do you kind of see that as well? If you guys get over that hurdle, sky's the limit for this team.
I agree completely. I think this tournament will give us a lot of confidence just because we are so comfortable with the course, but there is such a thing as being too comfortable. I think we just have to keep in mind that it's, you know, it's no different than the other round. It's golf. We have an advantage just because we know the golf course so well, but you still have to go out. You have to shoot your score. You have to post a score. And I think, you know, being here and knowing the course and, you know, just being comfortable, you know, being at home, I think that's going to give us an upper hand. And I think this will be a big tournament. It's kind of like middle way for us to finish our season. So we've got two tournaments after this one to play. So I think it'll give us some momentum to finish the season strong.
Now for you, for your first three tournaments, day one, pretty good, but you always improve into day two. Mm-hmm. The first tournament, you improve one stroke. The last two, you improve two strokes.
Yeah.
What is it about day two that kind of slides into that comfortable feeling as far as those first three tournaments?
I think it's just getting in the groove and getting comfortable with that. So we usually play a practice round, and so that's the one to, you know, get comfortable with the course and just kind of see it. Day one is, you know, you're the first, you know, bat at, you know, competitive, you know, competing against them. And then the second day, I feel like you just are more comfortable with the course and you can just, you know, yesterday I did this, let's go do this. Or yesterday, you know, that didn't work out, you know, plan B, what's next? So I think with, you know, Mazingo just, you know, already being comfortable with it, I think we just have to, you know, take it shot by shot and just shoot the best you can on every hole.
In that second Sunday, you kind of go in with that second round mentality right away and just hit it hard.
Absolutely. Yep.
And Andy, first three tournaments, you guys have shown growth, shown improvement. Golden Bear Classic in Minnesota just earlier in the week, finished fifth. What are you seeing in the growth in the team, not only you know, from the seniors, but also see Nikki McCurdy finishing sixth, and she wasn't too far off the overall lead. How's this team kind of developing through the year?
We're extremely balanced. I think we've had a different low score every tournament, you know. Our scores have went up, but I would say the difficulty of the course we played on has also went up. I mean, the Prairie Invitational, we played that course numerous times every year the last 3 years, so we're comfortable with that one. We get it. It's set up to score. We posted some really good scores there. We go to Tahlequah, a little bit tougher. The course last weekend was tough. I mean, it was just the way it was set up, the pins, the greens. The weather. It rained all day Monday, so it was just tough. So our scores are going up, but the best way to compare it is look how what you're doing to compare to what the other teams are doing. And I think most of our tournaments, we've showed improvement day one to day two for the most part, and a lot of the other teams haven't had that so far, and for whatever reasons. So I don't know if it's the comfortability with the course, like Maddie was talking about, or if we're just getting better at competing, which that's what I'm hoping for. As the coach, we're at the point now where we're competing. We got 9 girls on the roster. They can all score. They can all play golf. Like I said, we're very balanced in terms of who's shooting low score, who's not. So there's a pressure there, an internal pressure of I've got to perform if I want to play, knowing that my teammates are bringing it too. And so that's what we're doing. That's where we're at now. So it's just that competing every day, competing every shot, to try to push this program to the next level because we're close. And the leadership that's going on, I mean, I mentioned the seniors the last couple of years. Gia and Maddie have done a fantastic job so far. It's hard with 5 freshmen. It's really hard with 5 talented freshmen that are gunning for your spot. But Maddie, Gia, Nikki, and Elise have done a fantastic job bringing these girls in, showing them how we do things, and playing really well at the same time. I mean, Maddie and Nikki went to every tournament. Gia's played the best she's played in 3 years. And Elise is very, very, very close. So the leadership that they've put forward just with, like I said, not necessarily on the course stuff, but just culture-wise and how we do things and what's expected and what's needed. It's pushing us and it's getting closer. But it's all about competition right now. So like we've kind of been talking about, being at Mazingo Sunday, at Mazingo Monday, it's an opportunity for us. We just have to kind of embrace it and run with it.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State Golf here on KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show from the Carson Sports Grill. Maddie, take me back a few years. From Lawson, Missouri,
yes.
Or from Rayville, Missouri, is that
yep,
right? Where's
Lawson
Rayville?
Lawson High School. So Lawson, Rayville is just 10 minutes away from
I thought I knew
Lawson.
Every small town in Northwest Missouri. I was
it's like 250 people, don't feel bad. You don't know it.
Went to Lawson High School,
yes.
Very successful, won 21 of 23 tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
That's unreal, your junior and senior year.
Yes.
Tell me about what brought you to Northwest Missouri State. What was it that made you want to be a Bearcat?
Oh, man, so many things. I went on several tours, you know, my junior and senior year of high school. Excuse me. Northwest was by far it was the one. Like, I knew right when I, you know, got on campus that, you know, this was the only one that it felt like home, like when I walked on. I don't know if it was the people that I met, you know, on my tour. But, you know, the longer I stick around here, it's the people. You know, it's the family atmosphere. It's the community. It's behind the school 100%. It's a very special place. I love to talk about Northwest and Bearcat Golf. It's my favorite subject.
Andy, that has to make your job easier having that talented golfers right here in our own backyard.
Well, and it makes recruiting easy. It's one of those, I feel like if I can get a kid to campus, I got him. You know, and it's not because of me. It's because of, like Maddie said, it's because of the people she meets on the tours, the ambassadors. It's the people in the community that come up to you. And, you know, it's the Brenda Ricks of the world who, you know, went to the conference championship yesterday. We're walking off the practice screen, and she's talking to the girls. A couple weeks ago, I had a recruit on campus. Brenda totally stopped everything she was doing to introduce herself and talk about him. Kyle Easter. I mean, you take all our boosters, people in here tonight. That's what makes it. It's like Maddie said. It's the people. As soon as you can get them here, they're the ones that sell it. So, yeah, I'm happy that it's that way. But it makes life a lot easier, honestly. So it's one of those. You know, you can talk to a kid and talk to a kid and talk to a kid, but your selling point is just come here, take a visit, and you'll know. And most of the time they do. So
well, it should be a beautiful weekend of golf as well. It's going to be a little warm, even though we're officially going to be in fall. But Maddie, when you're setting goals, what's it going to take either score wise or you know, where you finish with this top five, winning the championship, what will it take to get Andy to take a dive into Mazingo Lake once the tournament's over?
Oh, boy.
I think we need to set the goals now.
I think we do. What do you think, Coach?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good one. It is going to be hot, so probably not that much.
It'll be bad, yeah.
It's still pretty good, actually.
Sunday. Monday. Monday could be thunderstorms.
Possible. Yeah.
That's true.
Possible.
That's
right.
True. So we'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
Weather's
we'll
not good. We'll hold off. Let you dive into that time. We appreciate you guys coming on. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Maddie Props, senior here at Northwest Missouri State Women's Golf Team, as well as the head coach, Andy Peterson, and being joined by Ellie Peterson as well. Ellie, thanks for coming out tonight.
You want to say anything, Ellie? You want to say anything? No?
Her first appearance on the Bearcat Coaches Show. She's pretty good.
Pretty good color right here.
There you go. Better than me. Yeah. Appreciate you guys coming on the show. We'll talk to you again soon. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Matt.
Andy Peterson, Maddie Props. They have a tournament coming up in my MIAA Fall Preview this Sunday and Monday at Mazingo. You can watch the Bearcats on Sunday there. We'll take a break. Be back with more here from Carson Sports Grill on KXCV KRNW.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslinFarmHome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
We're talking football here on the Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill. Matt Churden now sitting down with senior quarterback Zach Martin. Zach, we appreciate you coming on the show. And big week, family weekend here at Northwest Missouri State University, going against Missouri Southern. What's this mean to the football team that side? What's Coach Wright kind of been preaching this week going into the against Missouri Southern?
He's been talking about a lot of things, but mostly Coach Bostic. You know, when we're running out of the tunnel on Saturday, he just talked about seeing all the red out there. You know, he brought that to the program, so he said it's amazing how much one person can affect the whole community. So said just cherish it and have fun and play hard.
There are a lot of Scott Bostic stories out there. He said in one particular that stuck in your mind, that kind of makes you feel like you know the guy already.
You know, today he told us one just a quote that he always lives by is you're playing at the big, it's the big time place here. So I mean, I think that that's a, you know, a great quote by him, and that, you know, it's very, it can resonate with us as well because it's a big, big place to play.
What's it been like for you now with three starts under your belt, one here at Bearcat Stadium, between the atmosphere, the guys you're around you, the coaching staff, what's it like to be a starting quarterback at Northwest?
It's unbelievable. Everything I dreamed it would be. Having a lot of fun. Looking forward to the opportunity on Saturday to play in front of a great crowd again, and get back home and hear the crowd, you know, cheer when we get a first down and third down conversion, third down stop, so it'll be awesome.
I want to rewind a little bit going back to week one against Emporia State, a 34-0 win there. First game as a starting quarterback for the Bearcats, 18 of 26, 314 yards and a touchdown. Did you have a few nerves going to that one? Any anxiety before that one got going?
You know, not too much. I was, you know, just more thinking about, you know, our first 20 plays. Get out there, move the ball, take what the defense gives us. I mean, I've started a few games when I was back at Iowa Western. Obviously, a lot different here, but you know, football's football where you play it at, and it was a lot of fun. Definitely a lot different atmosphere playing with 10,000 people there instead of about 500 at Iowa Western. So, yeah.
Once we got into the second half, and it felt like things kind of got flowing a little bit better, especially offensively. Going back to that football game still, you had a long pass to Clayton Wilson just off his fingertips, another one just off Sean Bain's fingertips, then Sean was able to run under one finally, but just kind of seeing that, a small picture for some of us that don't get to see practice every day, you kind of see how much potential this offense has going into every week. When you see the playmakers around you, what kind of goes through your mind of just how special these guys are?
Just how can you get it to all of them at once, right? No, they all do a great job. They all work really hard. You know, we go through it each week, seeing how we're going to get them the ball. And, you know, teams are doing a great job of trying to take them out of the game. So it's tough to take them all out. And this Saturday we'll have some good stuff for them again.
Last week against Nebraska Kearney, 13-0 win. You're 30 of 42 passing, over 200 yards, touchdown, interception there. Still a pretty good game, even though the team only puts up 13 points. So I feel like, man, you guys are just one or two plays away from breaking that one open.
Yeah, we are about one or two plays. Yeah, there's about six plays I'm thinking of right now. You know, that's been what we've been preaching all week, just trying to get everyone, all 11 people on the field, doing their 1/11th and, you know, doing the best they can. And, you know, when that happens, we're going to be pretty good.
Moving forward into this week, Missouri Southern, as I mentioned, family weekend. Anything in particular you try to tweak from week three into week four that can really propel this team?
We've taken a good focus on trying to run the ball. You know, we know around here it's important to be able to run the ball because later in the year it's going to get cold. And never know if there's snow, right? So we've been looking at that, seeing different ways to be able to do that. Working on, I think this week we might get some shots deep, so working on those as well, and then just taking care of the football as well. Been focusing on that, and we had a few bad penalties last week on offense. We thought we were behind the chains on first down, so in practice we've been thinking about that as well. So those are about four things that we've been keying in on, and hopefully this weekend we can do those.
Taking it back to your days at Iowa Western, pretty good career there, and going to 2015, the team overall was 10-2. You averaged about 250 yards passing per game, all-region team. What was that experience like? Tell me about kind of that process of going from Iowa Western to Northwest.
Well, I was about 30 minutes from home. Iowa Western's like right across the border, so I could see my parents about every weekend. I'd go home and eat dinner with them on Sunday nights. But just the atmosphere is a lot different. You know, it's like a university here. There, it's pretty much all the athletes are living on campus and stuff, so there's not a general population and stuff like that. Just a lot bigger school, obviously a smaller town, but it's definitely the right fit. I'm glad that I came here, and it's worked out really well so far.
Was Northwest Missouri State always in the back of your mind, whether it was high school or once you got to Iowa Western, or was it one of those things that just kind of worked out?
It kind of just worked out. talked to Coach Bostwick. Obviously, he went to the high school I went to. Dad was really good friends with Scott, really good friends with Chad, obviously, and talked to Coach Bostwick about after every year, every fall, within the recruiting process. And, you know, the last one, it worked out really well. I kind of had a knee injury, and he said, you can come here and, you know, work hard and see what happens, or you can go somewhere else where, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So I felt very comfortable coming here. I knew some people down here as well, and they loved it, every minute of it. So I knew I was making the right decision when I did decide to come here.
And tell me about your high school background a little bit, playing in Nebraska and coming up that way.
Played for my dad in high school.
So you got the X's and O's kind of ingrained in you already.
Yep, I watched a lot of great football players at my high school. We were not very good my junior year, and I believe we were 3-6 my junior year, and then my senior year we went to state championship and lost in state championship. Played a really good team, but just that transition from, you know, being out of the playoffs to that first team to ever go to the state, and then they've been in the state semifinals ever since. They haven't been.
You're the trendsetter there.
They have. They've made it to the state semifinals. They won two when I left. And then they've been in the semifinals ever since. So I like to think that I left it with a good foot, and they're carrying it going. So
it's kind of the same way at Northwest. Everybody wants to kind of improve it before they move on, and it seems like they've done that to this point too. Mm-hmm. So should be a lot of fun this weekend, family weekend, taking on Missouri Southern. So, Zach, appreciate you coming on the show, and hopefully get another W.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Zach Martin, Northwest Missouri State senior quarterback, joining us here on the KXEV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with Rich Wright, Northwest Missouri State head football coach, here from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Biertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, and we continue to talk football as the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, joins us. And Rich, good to have you with us as you get ready for a big family weekend.
I am excited to be back home.
It seems like it's been a while, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, we had the opening game and two consecutive games on the road, so I'm ready to be in the Ville on a Friday night.
Is it nice to kind of pair those up early in the season to get a couple home games back-to-back a little later on?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because we were just talking about that around the office the other day. Between that and we played at Arrowhead so many years in a row, and that was, you know, should have been a away game for us this year, and that always kind of just feels like a home game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're feeling pretty good about the home schedule the rest of the way. So,
well, coming off a win against Nebraska Kearney last week out in Kearney, just talk a little bit about that game and some of the things that you're taking out of that win out there.
You know, I felt like we, you know, once again figured out a way to persevere. We grind. It was a grinding win. You know, wind was a factor a little bit in our kicking game. You know, defense played extremely well. Did early. We gave up 2 first downs without penalty. Gave up another 3 due to penalty, but held them to 50-something yards on the game. And, you know, so I was really pleased with how we handled the option attack. And then offensively, again, you know, kind of the same things that you guys were visiting with Zach about. We just, you know, it's a play or two here and a play or two there and a breakdown. And those are things that we got to fix moving forward.
You mentioned that defense and how well they played. And last week we talked about keeping third down conversions down, obviously, for the opposing team. And 0 for 14 UNK last week. And that's a pretty impressive number right there. The way these guys, it's like they sniff a third down and are going to find a way to get themselves off the field.
Yeah, they've done a really good job. We're, you know, we got our depth tested early, and we're starting to get healthy, and that bodes well. We'll have Anthony Lane back this week. You know, I got Ben Spaeth and Caleb Mather back after, you know, 2 weeks off, and so that was a good thing. And so, you know, we're just starting to get guys back into place. You know, hopefully Bobby Grunlow's going to be back to us real soon. And you know, some of those young guys that got valuable game experience, you know, that's starting to show through because our depth is you know, starting to impose its will a little bit. So that's fun to watch.
Talk about Spaeth. He made his presence felt last Saturday.
Yeah, he played really well. Those two kids make a huge difference for us inside. I mean, you know, it's one of those deals that there's so many reps that those guys have taken over the years, and you can't make up for that. That experience that they have of shutting off the inside running game. And that's what Kearney wanted to establish, and when we were able to delete that, you know, our speed took over on the outside. When they tried to get the ball out onto the perimeter, we just had faster kids.
Anyway, you see Nick Hess stepping up, had a couple sacks. He's played well these first 3 weeks. What's he bring to the table? Got quite a bit of playing time as a starter last year, and seems like he's just getting better each week.
Nick is one of our big leaders. Nick is just a junior, but he's been as instrumental on our defense as anybody. You know, he's a kid that, you know, when you guys ask me how are we going to make the transition with all the losses we had on defense the year before, Nick is one of those kids that was back, and, you know, he was going to have to pull the rope a little harder, and he's done that. He's been a phenomenal leader all summer long and continues to do so for our defense now.
Talk about the offense and the running back situation. You had a couple guys dinged up there. And how much of a difference does that make, not having Cameron Wilcox, who went out of the game early last Saturday, and then, of course, Emmanuel Jones in the first game is out? How much does that hurt overall what you're trying to do offensively?
Well, it hurts in the sense that, you know, particularly on the road when you're limited with your depth, you know, it does hurt. It's more of a challenge. You know, I credit our kids for not making excuses. It was next man up. We started to do some different things. We had to utilize Jordan Grove in a lot of different ways now. And so, you know what a weapon he is, you know, as the H-back and splitting him out and doing those types of things. Well, now he was, you know, bearing the load at the tailback position. And so, you know, it was one of those deals that you scramble a little bit on the sideline and you just kind of get through the football game. But now that we're back at home and can kind of rethink and regather ourselves and get some more bullets in the gun, so to speak, we feel good about moving forward.
Well, and mentioned Jordan Grove, a first-team All-MIAA guy last year. It doesn't seem like it. Finished the season with 95 rushing yards, already up to 125 this year, and it just seems like no matter who it is, you plug these guys in, and they're going to pull their weight somehow.
Yeah, they do. Our kids are very resilient. They'll do whatever we ask of them. You know, we had to have him play a lot of snaps in the backfield, and you know he responded and got a lot of tough yards for us.
Talk about this weekend, first of all, being family weekend. I know earlier this week with the media event, you talked a lot about what family weekend means to you personally. Just first of all, kind of go from that and then talk more about Missouri Southern a little bit later, but just what's family weekend mean to you?
Oh, gosh, I can't, you know, I was here in 1995 when Coach Churchman was here, and, you know, you just think about, you know, I think about there weren't as many people in the stands at that time. There were a lot of families. There wasn't a whole lot else. And, you know, the thing that they were able to build here was special. And then I can't say that without talking about Scott. And, you know, being a graduate assistant here at Northwest and being able to go to his house after games and, you know, just the way he invited me in, you know, a kid from upstate New York and didn't have any family out here in the Midwest. And, you know, after every game, they welcomed me just like I was a part of it. And, you know, with the Bostwicks, that was always how it was. And, you know, so every family day since Scott's passing, you know, I told the kids today when we were huddled up, I said, you know, the one thing I want you to notice and understand, and none of you knew who Scott was, but when you stand in the tunnel, I said, look at the red. It has nothing to do with, you know, it being a piece of our color scheme. It represents him, and it represents, you know, what he stood for. And you know, I think that's an amazing tribute, you know, to Scott. And kind of piggybacked it into the fact that, you know, he was a big proponent of the big time being where you were at. And, you know, he treated this place like that. And I think that's why people, you know, so genuinely connected with Scott.
Tough question. I asked Zach, but for you, you have a lot of them. Your favorite Scott Boswick story?
I've
you
got
can
a
tell
lot
on the radio.
I've got a lot of them. Yeah. Over the years, I have several Scott Boswick stories. Well, okay, I can usually roll them off my tongue, but usually they're not on the radio. Probably the one that comes to my mind was, you know, everybody knows that Scott had a unique relationship with referees. And so there's this one day we were out on the field in pregame, and you know, we were hanging out, and Dwight Niebling was the head official, and Scott was standing next to me, and we had just gotten done with the kicking game, and we were watching the passing game warm up, and he kind of nudges me. He goes, "Hey, Wright, watch this. I'm going to go buddy up with Dwight. It's going to get me a call later." And, you know, so he walks over to Dwight, and they're visiting, and he gets, you know, I'm just standing there kind of watching, chuckling to myself, and he gets done. And he walks over to me. He goes, "That's going to buy me a call later." And so, you know, Dwight comes up to me, and he's like, "You know, gosh, you know, Scott was really great before the game, and you know, all this and all that." So we go in, you know, we come back out. It's the first series. It's the first series, and it's the first handoff, and the ball bounces to the outside. And, you know, one of my DNs got held a little bit, and Scott lost his Dwight, you know, and he's just screaming, and he's all red, and he's about three quarters of the way out on the field, and you know, I just kind of looked at him, and I go, you know, that good omen just went away in a hurry. So it was kind of the relationship he had. It was, you know, those guys all loved him. You know, I'm not sure anybody else in our league could get away with what he got away with, but it was neat to watch him.
That was a good impression, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I had lots of years of practice in that, too.
I think a lot of people have good impressions of Scott, too.
It's usually high-pitched and kind of raspy, but yeah.
Well, let's talk about Missouri Southern coming in, a team still looking for their first win. What have you seen about Missouri Southern that stands out right now?
You know, they've got a lot of weapons on offense. Their skill kids are very good. They've got a transfer quarterback from Southeast Missouri State and can run around. He can also chuck it. He's got a heck of an arm. They've got big long receivers, which obviously can cause some challenges in one-on-one matchups, and they've got a back that's as talented as anybody we've played against to this point. So, you know, the challenge is going to be, like usual, we want to try and delete the running game and force them to become one-dimensional. If we can do that, then we can get them into predictable down and distances where we can try and you know, create matchup problems for them.
Yep, those first couple weeks against Fort Hays and Missouri Western, they struggled offensively. They seemed to click against Emporia State. Do you see anything on tape there that looks a little bit different there than the other two?
Yeah, you know, I think they struggled a little bit early in the sense that they had some turnovers and got behind. And once you get behind and you're throwing the ball all the time, you make yourself a lot easier to prepare for a defense. They turn the ball over on special teams as well. And you know, so those games got out of hand pretty quick. Against Emporia State, that wasn't the case. Matter of fact, I talked to Coach Higgins earlier today. We were texting back and forth a little bit, and he just said, you know, their kids played hard. You know, if you remember, a year ago, we went down there and went down 13-0 in the first quarter quickly. So, I mean, they have some players. You know, defensively, they're going to present us with a lot of looks. They're going to blitz. They're going to play man coverage. They're going to do some things to try. They have nothing to lose. Like everybody that plays us, you know, it's – we've got the bullseye, and they want to take their shot, so we just got to be ready to match the intensity.
When you look at what they're doing defensively, statistically, they're down the bottom of the conference in almost every key category. How much of that is the way they played defensively this year, or how much is that playing offensive teams like Missouri Western and then Emporia State last week?
I think, you know, they're playing some of the better teams in our league as far as our offenses are concerned. You know, Emporia State's got a good offense. Fort Hays is obviously doing well. You know, if you look back at the Central Missouri score a couple weeks ago, you know, they've got it figured out on the offensive side of the ball. So, you know, I think that's a little bit indicative of what they've been doing. But high risk, high reward too. You know, they're blitzing a lot, but people are hitting them for some big plays. So,
well, and that was something that Zach mentioned too a little bit, the chance to maybe hit a deep ball here or there. And when you have the guys that you have lining up, those weapons, sometimes it's kind of fun to chuck those down the field and see what happens.
There's no doubt at all. When you have guys like Bain, you know, it gets fun to chuck things deep. And that's the, you know, that the last 2 weeks, that's what the two defensive teams have done. They've really tried to take away any of the big play stuff and make us try and nickel and dime. And, Southern, at least on tape, has been much more aggressive. So, you know, the fun part of it is you're going to see what they're going to do on Saturday, and we won't know till Saturday. So, you know, will they adhere to what they've done the last 3 weeks, or will they become something else based on what they saw on film and try and force us to dink and dunk a little bit more underneath?
Well, it should be a fun weekend, a fun game with Missouri Southern. It's a big crowd on hand, too. So I'll see if that would be a pretty good Saturday afternoon, I think.
Yeah, I'm so excited, A, to be back at home, and B, it's, you know, we're going to have those black jerseys on, and, you know, right after Scott got the job, after Coach Churchman retired, you know, that was his big secret. You know, that was, I'll never forget being in the conference room upstairs in Lampkin, and the Adidas rep came in, and we had, you know, we weren't going to get black, and he shut the doors, and he said, you know, we're going to get a black jersey. And so, you know, that was our surprise to the kids. That was his last gift that first year for Family Day, was we pulled those black jerseys out for the first Family Day after he had passed away, and it was pretty cool. So we've been able to carry that on, that tradition on. It's the only game that we wear them, you know, and we'll have the red paws on the side of our helmets, and it'll be a great day.
All right, Rich, thanks all for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. We'll come back and wrap things up from Carson's right after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXDV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap things up for another Thursday evening. With Matt Tritt, and I'm John Coffey. And Matt, it's been a good show tonight, and we've got a big weekend coming up. Missouri Southern coming in Saturday. Should be a fun afternoon.
Should be a great afternoon. And first of all, it is always fun to talk with the coaches, talk with the players, and get some of those fun stories you don't always necessarily hear out in public. But you're right, it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a little bit warm, but it's still going to be a beautiful family weekend. I think Coach Churchman said that game was tickets sold out to almost by Monday already, so a big crowd expected, and should be a lot of fun. I know you personally, too, you like the fact that it's warm, but you're a big fan of the fall season, too, and it's going to be day two of fall, and it's going to be a great day.
Oh, I tell you, it's like fall football is all about Saturday afternoon, and we'll have that right here on KXTV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, with our pregame at 12:30, Bearcat game day, 1:30 kickoff from Bearcat Stadium, so that'll be a fun one coming up on Saturday. Again, my thanks to everyone involved with our program, Coach Wright, along with quarterback Zach Martin, Avila Rivera, assistant coach for the men's tennis team, and also a couple tennis players, Bjorn Kurtz and Tanya Terrell, and Andy Peterson, head golf coach, and Matty Props from the golf team for being with us on the program this evening. We'll be right back here next Thursday for another edition of the KXTV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. For Matt Trenton, also for Jenny James and Ryan Ailey helping out from behind the scenes, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's.